says she does. But here tonight. Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. And Lynn's dead heart is fake.
I think it's good to have this discussion, actually, Secretary.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Puts it on all of us on a higher plane now. And
I know that even one of the networks all over your letters said you've been a massive counterattack on the national security grounds.
No, that's, we're going to get that.
Why am I worried? Which I'm not complaining. But I thought that was good that they caught that.
Sure. Well, they're going to refer to this as a counterattack and so forth. Well, sure. That's what it is.
One point that I, in our statement that I told you that I have, I'm concerned about in terms of your being able to respond to me too, that I wanted to be sure you understood on. When you're working on a cover statement, cover story, you know, the edit, the price, and so forth, that it means in your statement and also in the statement itself. The question, Ron, of when I knew that funds were being raised for the defense, as you know, we have nailed ourselves pretty tightly to the Operation March. But I am confident that I must have had some knowledge earlier in March. No earlier than that, it might have been, I don't think, maybe the 15th. Knowledge in the sense that Dean could have raged. The question, you know, that of the grant of Haldeman's $300,000. What do you call Haldeman's problem? I don't think I can find that. But he could have raised that, you know, by the grants for that money. And the fact that his concern about the so-called cover. It wasn't until the 21st that he'd walk in and said, look, Mr. President, they're trying to blackmail us. There is that what you've got to realize. All of our whole discussions, Ron, from the 28th up until the 21st of March, were frankly about the Watergate itself and how we kept people in it, whether the White House was involved in it. Not about the aftermath, so-called. It was on the 21st of March that he came in. So I think you've got to know this. You've got to read the right to the need report. And it was on that. Now, the problem that we have with this is that I don't want to be caught in a damn lie. I'm not intending to lie.
Well, I understand.
And I don't know how you can handle it. I don't know how it will come up. I mean, understand. Let me say this. I'm not going to press that unless it's a reason. Dean might have reason. That he informed me earlier than the 21st of March. As I say, it will not be earlier than maybe the 10th of March, if you're in that period, or the 12th of March, or something like that. Not that he informed me, but he warned me about it, or not warned, I didn't warn. But you know what I mean, that the transfer of Haldeman's 350 at that time, my recollection is now that I must have had some discussion of that before the 21st. There was one hell of a lot of happenings. Now, I want to talk to you about to see how we can handle that when you see I as we work in the state that I was trying to get the time, but what would be your judgment on it at the moment? I mean, what we have in the statement now is that until I began my investigation, on the other hand, you have nailed it. The 21st of my investigation. Actually, I was investigated earlier than that. You know what I mean? It was in the period of my investigation that I got this. But it was the 21st of March that I took off independently.
Well, I think it's simple things.
Basically, that's what I meant.
I think it's simple things. First of all, the initial discussion, even if, and I don't recall the precise dates, but into March 21st or even before, did not relate to cover-up activities. It was not framed in the context of cover-up activities. It was framed on the basis of these dumb bastards are paying these guys to be attorney's fees and keeping their families going. Now, any discussion of money was put in that context. Now, your reaction may
have been... No, I didn't talk about that.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but my point is, we said I had no knowledge. I think the fine of the statement states categorically that I had no knowledge of funds being collected for
because...
Because after all, you could say there was general knowledge that the defendants were receiving funds.
So did them papers.
That indicated what I was referring to throughout. Funds being raised for the purpose of cover. I wish we had said that in the statement, but we didn't. But you see my point. I have March 21st as sound as a gun with regard to cover. It was only then that Dean came in and talked about cover. You know what I mean? Hunt wanted money for purpose of hunting. Or he'd sink. See, up to that time, the all talk of funds. Let me say so that you can be sure. I didn't know about any fund before March. Before March. Remember, I kept going on the March 30th because, see, I didn't know about the Kalmbach money raising. I found that out. I didn't know about all of the series that neither one of them told me. I didn't know about any money. But in March, this discussion was raised, you know, in our discussions with Dean, you know, with the son of a bitch, about, well, what about this transfer of $350,000, you know, because we were wondering about that, you know. But never in terms of cover-up. We weren't saying that. I mean, good Christ Almighty. It wasn't for the 21st of March. You see, Rob, that my investment, that the funds were cut up. Well, there's a problem. I just want you to know, and I want you to be able to feel it if it comes up.
Is your problem?
I simply say, look, we've got this question that we're talking about. Certainly legitimate estimates of raising the fund, I mean, the fund for the defendant's attorneys to be set up with that was perfectly had funds for cover up. It was the 20th. But we were here. President, they'll know how too many funds.
And it's also part of the dilemma that the president faces. Not the dilemma, but arguably from a positive standpoint, the people who were discussing the raising of the matter funds for compassion are referred to it prior to the March 21st. Look at the basic knowledge they had in that discussion. You see, this theory is beginning to take on in the town.
What do you mean? The
theory of if you put five people down in a room, you know, what is said means something different to each of the five people. Well, when the Dean saw you in March and made reference to money to pay the lawyer's fees. He also had in his mind the fact that he had directed Caulfield to go out and see McCord and all the rest.
Yeah, I know that.
You didn't know that. See, now, that is a theory in terms of...
And that's not that Dean never told me that he had told Caulfield to get the client.
Of course not.
I didn't know that.
Of course not. See, and that's this is the best...
And Dean didn't tell me. He didn't tell me, as I told you earlier, that he had sworn the perjury. He didn't tell me that he had sworn the perjury, but he also didn't tell me that he'd gone to the CZA with that cock and bull idea of putting him on the payroll.
Also, he didn't tell you that he had decided meetings prior to the Watergate break-in where it was discussed.
Yeah, so he told me that.
No, but not until March 21st. Stedman involved in Richards in the cover up.
Yeah, okay, well, he couldn't be.
No, of course not.
Couldn't be. Well, then, now I'm saying that you see, I just want you to be sure you know what the facts
right,
are.
Right.
You'll get trapped. But, and don't be cute about it. So, yes, my president was aware of the stories, the true stories, and there were reports to the fact that funds were being raised, that criminal defendants were receiving funds. But it wasn't the 21st of March that his, that he, and that's like, I am not going to claim yet that it was covered. The funds were covered. See, I don't want to judge that yet.
That's right.
That's still a matter of that. That he, that the suspicion of the funds being raised in the crime came on. As a matter of fact, and then you can get more specific, I have no knowledge of 350, because I've been printing this sort of all the 350 sort of interview. I don't know if that whatever you consider that as a fact that Kalmbach raised money in Britain. I have no knowledge of that. That's where you could be quite specific. However, in the month of March, you see, you know, from news stories and so forth, the term hush money began to be used. The president began his investigations on the first year. That's about the way I feel.
Yes,
so.
I did.
It's not anything because there's no intent to mislead. God, I noticed here that the possibility of the special prosecutor meant a delay of 8 or 9 months in the grand jury. Did you see that?
Present purpose.
I'm trying to get the CIA to keep it out, and that was the purpose of those meetings going on.